As monument supporters await more details from the Department of the Interior, the Republican chair of the House Committee on Natural Resources told reporters today that lawmakers are considering changes to the federal law that regulates the transfer of private property to the government. A.J. Higgins has more.
Landowners such as Roxanne Quimby should never have been permitted to donate large parcels of land to the U.S. government under the Antiquities Act of 1906, according to U.S. Congressman Rob Bishop. The Republican chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources says previous administrations have misconstrued the intent and purpose of the act, signed into law by Theodore Roosevelt, that gives presidents the authority to preserve and protect federal lands that possess significant natural, cultural, or scientific features.
Congress never intended one individual be given the power to unilaterally dictate land management policies for enormous swaths of public land.
During a teleconference call with reporters, Bishop said there was never any congressional intent to use the act as a delegation of power to the president to use executive fiat to acquire public lands.
Now, if you look at the actual language of the Antiquities Act, you quickly see that it was designated to protect specific landmarks, structures, and objects. And they are to be on limited parcels of federal land that are confined to the smallest area compatible with the proper care and management of the objects to be protected.
When Congress returns from recess, Bishop says it must look at what he sees as the presidential abuses of the act and restore the act to its original purpose.
Only Congress can permanently prevent future abuses, and they must act to do so. We need to reform the Antiquities Act to ensure that it's being used to protect antiquities, but also that there is public access to these land and public input to it, and it's done in a transparent process, and that's clearly not being done at the present time.
In Bishop's home state of Utah, the Interior Department is reviewing the 1.4 million-acre Bears Ears National Monument, which pits conservationists against energy development companies who have signaled an interest in uranium deposits at the site, as well as potential reserves of oil, gas, and coal. President Trump has referred to the designation of the Bears Ears National Monument by President Barack Obama as a massive federal land grab. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.